From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Colonel Ryan Dillon, said that pockets of Islamic State group militants still remain in the Syrian city of Raqqa and warned that U.S.-backed Syrian forces would face some resistance.
ISIS is losing its grip. After more than 4 months of operations, Raqqa is more than 90% cleared. We are aware of the reports that ISIS has been defeated in Raqqa. However, clearance operations continue, and we expect our Syrian Democratic Force partners to hit pockets of resistance as the final parts of the city is cleared.
Dillon said that the Syrian Democratic Forces had seized the last strongholds of the militant group in Raqqa, but were not done securing it. The Baghdad government recaptured territory across northern Iraq from Kurds on Tuesday. Scarlett Vitanovich has the story.
The Kurds have held a wide crescent of territory in northern Iraq after helping drive out Islamic State fighters, but have been rolled back by Iraq's lightning-quick campaign, even pulling out of a long-disputed area near the Iranian border. This swift takeover continued on Tuesday as Iraqi forces reclaimed territory across northern Iraq, pushing open a new front in the country's 14-year civil war and sparking a jump in global oil prices.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. The United Nations peacekeeping chief says South Sudan's government has given only a lukewarm response to a regional effort to revive the 2015 peace agreement and end worsening violence in the world's newest nation. Jean-Pierre Lacroix told the UN Security Council Tuesday that opposition figures, including the country's former vice president, are declared cautious support to the process. This is VOA News. Authorities in Madrid and Barcelona locked horns over whether two jailed Catalan pro-independence leaders were political prisoners. Richard Sheehy has the story as their detention looked to set to reignite secessionist protests.
The Madrid High Court upped the stakes on Monday in Spain's worst political crisis in decades. The court jailed the heads of its two main separatist groups pending an investigation for alleged sedition. Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont tweeted following the detentions, "Sadly, we have political prisoners again." The phrase made a clear allusion to the military dictatorship under Francisco Franco, when Catalan culture and language were systematically suppressed. In response, Justice Minister Rafael Catala told reporters the jailing of Jordi Sanchez of the Catalan National Assembly and Omnium's Jordi Cuixart was a judicial decision, not a political one. The exchange threw a spotlight on the way the crisis has deepened divisions at the heart of Spain's young democracy, underlining the complex sense of nationhood in the Eurozone's fourth-largest economy. Puigdemont has until Thursday to renounce independence or face a threat of direct rule from Madrid. Richard Sheehy, VOA News.
Kenya's opposition has suspended protests following deadly unrest on Monday as tensions continue to rise. Some see traces of a decades-long rivalry between two of Kenya's top political families coming to the fore. Jill Craig brings us that story.
Daily twists and turns since Kenya's Supreme Court nullified the August presidential results. A new challenge, perhaps, but familiar faces, with each side more entrenched than ever. The rivalry between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga echoes that of their fathers, the country's first president and vice president following independence in 1963. The two men disagreed on general ideology and on resource and land allocation issues, much like their sons. But University of Nairobi lecturer Herman Manyora cautions against oversimplification.
There's something in you, perhaps as a human being, that you say, well, I will fight the wars of my father. I will complete what my father started. You could look at it that way, but I have already explained, I see it beyond that myself.
There is more to Kenyan politics than familial rivalry. Odinga has dominated the opposition for decades, while Uhuru Kenyatta, a man 17 years his junior, only became interested in politics in the early 2000s. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Israel said Tuesday it would not conduct diplomatic negotiations with a Palestinian government that includes a role for the militant Hamas group. The announcement came as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah government is in talks with Hamas over ending a 10-year split. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.